Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Ed Korzak, who's Executive Director with the National Wood Flooring Association. How you doing?
Very good, Kemp, and yourself?
I'm doing pretty well. I wanted to talk to you because next week, I know you're going to be in Washington with many of your members, and I thought it might be good to tell people that are planning to go a couple of the highlights of the show. And so you are this year, I know that you're headquartered in outside of St. Louis, but you're going to Washington next week, starts on Monday, I believe, and then runs through to the end of Wednesday, is that right?
Correct. We're headquartered in St. Louis, but we run our convention in different parts of the country every year. The reason we have to do that is we have members in all 50 states, so we move it across country.
Right.
We'll be in Washington, D.C. Monday through Wednesday. On Monday, we have three special programs, really four special programs going. One is for the engineered wood flooring manufacturer, and then we'll focus on issues, CARB and marketing, and issues that are Lacey Act and issues directly related to the engineered manufacturers. We have a group for the solid wood flooring manufacturers. They'll also focus on the Lacey Act, and they'll be focusing on the RPP and other programs that are directly affecting the solid people. We also have a program for distributors. Mike Marks will be presenting a full-day program to the distributor market to help them understand that the role of the distributor, as with all the rest of us, is going to be a little bit different as we come out of these 3 years of recession, and just exactly how does the distributor operate his business to most effectively take advantage of what that new normal will look like. And then we have our inspector symposium for the NWFACP certified inspectors. They'll have a full-day program focusing on how to do their jobs better in inspecting issues with wood floors.
Okay, so most of that's on Monday, isn't it?
That's all on Monday. Tuesday and Wednesday, the convention really runs. We'll have educational. We'll open the program up with the Representative Childers from Mississippi. Then we'll have our educational programs, again, Mike Marks, and our breakout sessions throughout the day in the trade show. And the same thing will happen on Wednesday. We'll have Senator DeMint that will open up the program from Carolina. And we'll have John Trivers, who will be the general session on that morning. And we'll go into the trade show and have seminars in there as well as the expo.
Okay, and the trade show is from 12 to 6:30 on Tuesday and Wednesday, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, great. So, and so you've got some political representatives that are part of your speeches.
Well, when you go to Washington, D.C., it's silly not to take advantage of it, and especially when there's so many issues affecting our small businesses in there today.
Mm-hmm. So have they told you what they're going to be talking about?
Well, they've given us an outline of talking about the estate tax, and they'll be talking about health care, of course. We know that'll come up.
Yeah.
But also going to be talking about the BCAP and cap and trade and the different regulations, the federal regulations on CARB. So they're going to be talking about issues that are pertinent to the entire economy, but also focusing those that are just our industry.
Okay. And as we look at, surely you know now since it's next week, when you look at the number of exhibitors and the potential for the number of attendees, how does that feel for you?
Well, we're as far as the exhibitors go, we're the same as we were last year.
Okay.
Almost identical to what we were last year. We got one or two new, but pretty much identical to what we were last year. We got 410 booths with 230 companies, so about the same as we were last year. And attendance, we're 100 ahead for the same time last year.
Okay.
Obviously, when we track our registration, we always track it for the same number of weeks before opening day previous year. So we're 100 ahead of where we were last year, a week ahead. And obviously, with the population right around the surrounding the Washington, D.C. area, we are looking for a pretty good heavy registration on site. So
right.
We'll be somewhere in that 2,400, 2,500 mark. Again, very close to last year. Last year, we were at 2,411. So be about the same as last year. Hopefully, a little bit more with the drive-in.
Well, and also, last year you were on the west side of the country, and you've got to think that if you check them out every other year, you probably get a little bit more when you have it on the east side of the country.
Yeah, right? You're right. We were over in Long Beach last year, and you're totally correct. Although we have a strong membership west coast, you don't get a whole lot of folks traveling from the east coast to go to them.
And this is at the Gaylords. You're following the CCA Global meeting, which was at the Gaylord, the same facility, and I went to that meeting, and that is a very nice facility.
Great property. Gaylord has one of the things that most hotels don't that would fit us well. They have a big enough trade show space for us and enough hotel rooms, so we can have all of our members under one roof, which really facilitates the networking beautifully.
That's right. Once you get there, you don't even need to go outside.
Yeah.
There's restaurants and everything you need right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk just a little bit about the business. Floor Focus just ran the Hardwood Report. We do this on an annual basis, and we, you know, we took a look back several years, and from the peak of this business, which we project was around 2006, to where we ended up at the end of 2009, we anticipate this business is off about 43%. So it looks like it's bottomed out, and as we look forward, things are starting to turn in a positive direction, aren't they?
You know, it's interesting, Kemp. We mirror the homeowners, don't we?
Right.
We mirror the home builders, and we mirror not only new homes, but home buyers of second homes. And that's pretty much what they've done, too. They've fallen over 50%.
Right.
We do see it turning around. We don't see it in new homes as much. Of course, the remodel market is picking up. But we are cautiously optimistic. For the last 3 months, the members we've been talking to, dealer contractors primarily, who had not been booked for months before, are now looking at being booked at 1 or 2 months out in advance. So we are seeing a turnaround. Again, not in huge purchases, not quantity-wise, but certainly the remodeling market has picked up well. I think the second reason for that happening is that we've become accustomed to where we're at. You know, we don't like it, but it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the average American has sat there with so much pent-up demand over the last 2 or 3 years of difficulty that he's just saying, well, now I've got to settle down and move forward.
So are you making a statement that you think there's a new normal there? Or
Certainly is a new normal there. The new normal is one that the consumer is going to be much more cautious about what he wants and what he needs.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole different keeping up with the Joneses. You know, those Joneses we were trying to keep up with before are broken in debt.
Right.
And so we're not running that way anymore.
Mm-hmm. All right, but you still, I mean, when we poll people, we're still being told that hardwood is the surface inside the home that people dream about. It's the most desired surface, isn't it?
Yeah, we read that too, and we really appreciate it.
There's
no question about it. It is, and it is for a couple of reasons. First of all, not just wood flooring, but people have always had a natural love for solid wood. I mean, you know, you see it in ads, you see it in home builders, solid wood furniture, solid wood cabinets. So people have always had a love affair with solid wood. And with wood flooring having such a great value, cost-value relationship, yeah, it costs more, but it's the only floor you'll ever need in your house that'll last longer than you will, over 100 years. And it's easy to maintain with all the finishes that we have now. So, yes, that's a relationship that they'll continually one-on-one. Will they all buy it, even though we know it's the right thing to do?
Yeah, actually, this is going to be a very interesting year because, you know, normally there's the whole economics around supply and demand. So you'd think since the business is off that hardwood flooring would be very inexpensive. But actually the inverse is true because the raw material, the lumber, that they use to make this flooring, is actually prices are going up right now. So it's going to be
interesting. Prices are going up because so many of the sawmills and the lumber yards couldn't get the wood out.
Right.
The landowner that had the tree growing said, hey, I can keep my inventory in the ground and it does well because there's no demand for it.
Yeah.
So now as demand tries to turn around, we're having difficulty getting the pipeline of raw material back up again.
Right.
So, yeah, that is the difference in this recession turnaround.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, Ed, we appreciate you being with us. I did want to just have you on real quickly since we'll be together in Washington next week. Look forward to seeing you there.
Well, I look forward to seeing you there, Kemp, and maybe you and I can go over and talk to Barack for a little while.
Okay. We can have a one-on-one. I understand he does.
With a beer.
Yeah, he does have a beer every now and then he talks
about.
We'll
bring the beer.
Okay. We'll see you in Washington next week. We've been talking to Ed Korzak, Executive Director of the NWFA, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.